atmosphere's cool and the lights are dim. So don't stumble making your entrance, man. When you walk up to the door and you see Big Jim, just shake his hand and you're in. Down in the cellar where the pussycats and night owls go.
The cellar.
To hear the latest music and to dance and to watch the show.
The cellar.
Loud beat music, man, yeah, it's so fine. Everybody always has a big boss time in the cellar.
The cellar.
And that's got to be one of the coolest things ever. I had to play this because I had it in my head all day. Yeah,
were you in the cellar?
I was not the seller of this record. I was not in the cellar. I heard this first on the Kniff Files, which you probably have all heard before. Some time ago, he played The Cellar by Roy Smith and the Cardinals on the Prestige label. And I thought, man, what is this? I need that. And there it was. This is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
so
really
cool.
Good.
My microphone is probably on, but mine is too high.
Hello. Yeah,
hello, Skaba.
Somehow it seems really low, but anyway.
Really low. Like
really low.
In the cellar, that low or even lower.
Hello, it's Golly Gosh OG.
And we're back.
And we're back after a while.
Yeah.
How long was it? Month or something.
I think a little over, but yeah, whatever. Mm. Doesn't really matter. Yeah, so I was back in Texas, obviously. Mm-hmm. We talked about this last show.
Yep.
And then we decided to go for a walk.
It was kind of a hike.
Go for a walk.
For a walk. That's the news we got to tell you, man.
We went for a walk.
And I got some pizza this morning.
We decided to go to Hearts, which is a place I've been told years ago that I should go. It's really beautiful.
So we finally
decided to go there just to get away, since coming back from Texas is a little difficult for me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So just to, you know, get away and enjoy nature.
Well,
but there is no nature.
We knew it before. to sum up the story a bit, the Harz Mountains are mountains not so high, not so low, in the middle of Germany. And what was growing there entirely, it was a deep, dark forest full of spruce. Like, it was also, they had those witch tales over there. And like,
yeah, there's lots of witches everywhere.
And
devils.
I think the Brother Grimm fairy tales also were playing there in the mountains and whatever. And, then came climate change, and then came a bug that's called the bark bug, I think, or the bark beetle.
Is actually as loud as his bite.
What?
They always say that with dogs. Like, his bark is louder than his bite. Or
well,
his bite
not in this case. What this bug does is pretty much eat the bark of the spruce, and pretty much it's not like they are sick or they are suffering. There was a drought in 2019 and the next years too. They had no water, but they had this bug, and there is not one tree left alive. So
it's
we
really
went
scary.
Through...
apocalyptic.
It looked like, if anybody knows this Tunguska event, there was an event in northern Siberia somewhere in 1912 or something. And it's pretty much, it looked apocalyptic. It was all dead. There was nothing standing. But we were still hiking through it and made some pictures just to see.
It was really sad. I think I cried most of the time going up, because it was hard to hike, and also just
we got sunburned by walking through the forest.
Yeah. Also, just so sad to see. I was trying to escape death, and just you know, we decided anyway.
Yeah.
So this next record is kind of dedication to that situation. Not really.
Not but really at all. But
1,000 feet below, we were in the cellar before, so now
yes,
the
Skaba is even going lower. How low can you go, Skaba?
Well, this is, I think I can't remember exactly what the song. If he pushes a girl off the mountain, or if
I think he's trying to keep her from it. Yes.
I think that's what Bearbell wanted to do, to push me off the mountain.
What are you talking about? Are you using this show to blame?
So if I ever end up dead, here's proof.
Nope.
Just kidding.
Nope. I like that's the thing here in Leipzig, Germany. Everything's flat. There is no mountain as far as you can look, and that's why I like. Go into the mountains occasionally.
Yeah, not those though. We learned not to go back. Yeah, and then it was nice to come back to Leipzig because now it's like the forest is just crazy.
Everything's really happy here.
Beautiful
at
and
least.
Green. So, yeah, anyway. So this one is Terry Tyler on the Landy.
Linda.
Landa.
Landa, not Linda?
Landa.
Oh, yeah. I always read Linda. It's Landa.
Yeah.
So, nice.
1,000 feet below. Let's go.
My love went high, high up that mountainside, went up as high as she could go. And I'm the only one that knows why she jumped to the rocks 1,000 feet below. I can see her standing there looking down to the rocks so far below. And it tortures me to know that I am the one that caused my baby to go. I can hear her calling me. I can hear her voice on the wind saying, darling, my darling, won't you follow me, and we'll be together. My heart's in ashes.
There's nothing left since she's been gone. Since I lost Stormy, there's nothing for me but to moan, moan, moan.
Oh yes, I had to play this. I don't know why this
tragedy.
Song. Tragic. This is almost a soul record. I don't know. I fell in love with this thing. And how did I get there at all? This was Stormy by Ron Hart and the Hearts on the Lolita label. That's 1964 or something. And the funny thing is, this guy, Ron Hart, is the same person as Jimmy Witter, who had his rockabilly classic in 57 or something with If You Love My Woman. The guy who's gonna run his razor up and down your chin. And yes, a few years later, he did this thing. And it's fantastic. I like that even more than If You Love My Woman, although it's completely different. I can't even tell. I was wondering what this type of song, this probably would call it a teen pop record with a lot of atmosphere and a bit soulful. There must be a name for this category, but I can't find any. So this definitely... also, Nick Adams, Things Could Have Been Different.
Yeah.
No, not Nick...
Not
Nick Adams. Was it? Anyway, that's kind of, these songs go together pretty good. And I don't know how to look for those things. If anybody has a name for that category, I love that stuff. But yeah, Jimmy Witter, a.k.a. Ron Hart. I think Ron Hart, or Jimmy Witter as his real name was also a radio DJ under the name of Ron Hart. And that was the one record he cut later. I think he had another record under even a different name. I don't know. That's great.
That was really great.
Yes.
Very great. And it's even a little stormy outside. So
it is kind
playing
of...
some depressing songs today.
Mm.
We'll see. This one is a little depressing, so let's keep the depression going.
Yeah, wow. Let's keep the depression going, yo.
We're gonna go a little bit up, because before we were 1,000 miles off the
and
mountain.
Now, Scabba,
now
you
we're
are...
on top of the hill.
That's a beautiful record.
This is Pete Pike on the Rebel label. And it actually has a stamp January 26, 1961.
So you know exactly when somebody put a stamp on it, which doesn't mean much.
I'm
but
not sure if it was when it was...
I think that is probably the date it came out.
Yeah. But it's really beautiful. And let's listen to
yes.
it.
The Rebel label is still existing. It is still kind of odd to think that there was a label named Rebel Records that had a Confederate flag on the label, which is from... Mount Rainier, MD, is Maryland.
Yeah.
And so not even in the South. And they still exist. Till this day, the Rebel label is the biggest label for bluegrass music in the U.S. They sell, whatever, CDs and stuff. And yeah, it's just kind of odd to look at this thing from 61 with the Confederate flag on it.
Also because we were talking about actually Mississippi just changed their...
Oh yeah, Mississippi has a new flag, probably the most beautiful flag of all.
Confederate flag, they changed it to...
They went from this to probably the best, the Magnolia.
Which is awesome. Yes. We should all...
Awesome blossom.
Awesome blossom. All right.
Okay.
On top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
In the east, soon comes the dawn. Cold and gray, the day is born. The birds don't sing, and the wind is still. Another white cross on top of the hill. The sun don't break through the cold gray sky, and all that's heard is a cry. Mary Driscoll is dead, and what was her worth? A calico dress and 6 feet of earth.
6 feet of earth.
A bunch of roses one by one away. At the foot of her grave a man kneels to pray. Through the day he remains at the foot of her grave. At his side is the Bible and an iron
pistol shot echoing far away. A figure grows limp on top of the hill. Then silence again and the night is still. A light in the east, soon comes the dawn. Cold and gray, the day is born. He's with his love and his heart is still. Another white cross on top of the hill.
I met a pretty girl, as pretty as can be. I thought she was my baby, then she introduced to me. A great big tall fella, about 6'4". I shivered and I shook, couldn't do any more, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed. Well, if people say I'm lazy, but it's a lot that they don't know. When I'm in the mood, I can go, cat, go, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed. Now, if you think a jet is fast, you ought to see me run. I can travel faster than a bullet from a gun, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed. Sang like a bee, but sometimes I think maybe I got rabbit blood in me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed, built for speed, built for speed, built for speed.
Oh no, I think it skipped in the very end. I'm sorry about that. I should have given this an even better clean. Oh man. Let's just face it. I mean, Excello Records to me is probably the most fail-safe R&B label, because there's so much on Excello that's just fantastic. That was Lazy Lester, I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. Classic, amazing, just very dirty. Just like all the other records I got from the same guy, which was not actually for sale.
Here's
the next record is quite an obscurity. Like, I wanted this for a long time.
Yeah, he's going to do a double.
Yes, I'm going to play another record.
If I
would have
known that, I would have played two Rebels.
No way.
Too late now.
There is a record that I really, really wanted. I Told My Baby by the Flares, a record on the Jakap label, J-A-K-A-P, from Birmingham, Alabama. A beautiful, like I would say, an accidental rockabilly record. I think it was supposed to be some teen thing, but it just sounds so beautiful. It's just an absolutely fantastic record. It's just pretty rare. And somebody had it in his collection on Discogs, but not for sale, just there. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to ask this guy, hello, do you have a plan on selling this thing? And then he gave me a whole list of things he has that he wants to get rid of. And I got this for a pretty good deal, I would say. But all these records were the dirtiest I've ever seen. It took me like an hour to clean all those things. Apparently, the Lazy Lester didn't work out so well. But the Flares 45 sounds pretty good to me. And yes, teen rockabilly, beautiful obscurity. I Told My Baby by the Flares. The other side, September Love, which is, I guess, tends towards doo-wop or something. Not nearly as good, but oh man, is this beautiful. You better enjoy that one. That's great. So where's my control here?
I told my baby not long ago that I would never let her go. I told her I loved her and we'd never part. I told her that she was dear to my heart. I thought that she loved me, she told me she did. She said that she loved me enough to beware. She promised to always be true to me. But now I know our love will never be. Our love will not last, and I'll tell you why. If your dear sweetheart tells you a lie, the climax of your affair will be an awful fuss. You'll lose your deep love and the one you did trust. I thought that she loved me, she told me she did. She said that she loved me enough to beware. She promised to always be true. But now I know our love will never be. I thought that she loved me, she told me she did. She said that she loved me enough to beware. She promised to always be true to me. But now I know our love will never be.
Red wagon, dragging it along behind. I got the blues in my red wagon, dragging it along behind. No, I ain't carrying yours, I just got room for mine.
Really? Was it really?
Yes, it was my, that's my record.
Yes, I know, but...
And it really was someone you would never imagine.
That was
Red Foley.
It must have been the best Red Foley record I ever heard. It's pretty great.
It's really, really good.
And the
when
title.
I discovered this, I was super excited.
Read that
and
title.
I love it. I have to put my glasses on. No way. I can see it. Wait. Blues in my Red Wagon Blues.
I got the blues in my Red Wagon Blues. And that's pretty great. That was Red Foley.
I would have. On the Decca label. So yeah, it's a main. I just discovered this recently and I just love it so much.
It's fantastic. Absolutely unexpected. Great.
And since he did a double spin, I did some blues. now there's more blues. We had two blues on this title.
Yes.
And now we got the Token Devil blues.
Yes, the Token Blues and the Token Devil. Although it's not a blues record at all.
No.
It's
the title is Devil Blues by Skip Manning on the Empire Records.
It's a hipster with a flute.
<Doo-doo-doo>. A nutty little flute.
This is also a record that I hear quite often,
really,
because
warped.
It's so odd.
I hope
odd.
It plays through. Yeah,
I think we played it before and it played all right, but it's very warped. Maybe that gives it some more character. I think you don't even hear it.
All right.
Skip Manning. Doo-doo-doo.
Listen to that voodoo beat, turning on that devil heat. Baby, take care, Satan's not square. Beware of the devil blues. Hear that lonesome saxophone, playing notes you never know. Baby, go home, leave it alone, it's on. The devil blues, rock and roll beat, and a cool glass of juice makes you feel so loose. You're in a trance, you just got to dance, and the devil says, take a chance. Now the music fades away. Took a chance, now you must pay. You're all alone, no love of your own. You know the devil blues. Baby, take care, Satan's not square. Beware of the devil blues. It's only the devil blues. A rock and roll beat and a cool glass of juice makes you feel so loose. You're caught in a trap, you've got to dance, and the devil says, take a chance. Now the music fades away. Took a chance, now you must pay. You're all alone, no love of your own. You've known the devil blues. You've known the devil blues. Since my baby said goodbye, now my nightly beat is on shadow streets, where I walk all alone and I cry. Dark and gloomy, and you can't see a star in the sky. And the people you meet there on Shadow Street, all our ghosts of a love gone by. Shadow Street.
shadow street, all our ghosts of love gone by. When once we walked in the sunlight, but she left me, I'll never know why. Shadow Street, where all broken hearts go to die. Shadow Street, Shadow Street, where all broken hearts go to
die. Ah, good old bongo beaten Kip Tyler.
There's a couple, I also had a little bongos action in there.
Yes,
well,
that's why I thought these records go together. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's why I needed to play that. Kip Tyler's Shadow Streets. Not my favorite 45 of his, but I don't know.
Still good. I like
it. It's still good, yes. Love the guitar sound. And yeah, can't go wrong with Kip Tyler. He was the, if anybody has ever questioned that, he was the bongo player in Kip Tyler and the Flips. Yes. Although I didn't even say the Flips here. I don't know. That's on his, that's on challenge. Apparently.
Well,
what?
I have a record that's interesting.
Now tell me all about the.
I don't really know much
record.
About it, actually. this is Eddie Johnson, Miss Hyphen Tur Knight.
Why is it Miss Tur and not Mister?
I don't know.
There must be
it's well, on the candy label.
We gotta listen to the record and find out what the hidden message is. I guess. What is
we'll
it?
Find out.
What is it? Kind of music?
I don't know.
You don't even know yourself.
Let's find out together.
It's a complete mystery.
No, I know what it is.
It is a mystery record. Okay.
No, he was like Shadows in the Night, so also Mr. Night, I thought. So.
Oh, there's the connection. All right.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, that's how our show works. We just see a record. Oh, look at that. It reminds me of this. Let's see what it is.
Never thought I'd be losing you. I never ever thought what I'd done would break your heart in two. So Mr. North, better understand, didn't mean to hurt, just wanted to be. I'd be losing you. I never ever thought what I'd done would break your heart in two. So Mr. North, better understand, didn't mean to hurt it, just wanted to be her lover. Mr. Knight,
Yeah, now find a category for that.
That's why I couldn't tell you. It is a mystery.
What is that? Is it like a 60s pop ballad
kind of
with some oriental, maybe even Jamaican and soul? I don't know. That was every genre in one.
I like the label too.
Interesting. And we still haven't found out why it's called Mr. Night. We don't know.
We'll never know.
But I tell you what the Love Light is. This is kind of a 60s garage. I would call it a beat record. Love Light, The Germs on the Casino label. Let's see what that is.
And then the day came, the 10th of May. the sheriff he came to take me away. I had one chance, and that was to run. The shots rang out from the barrel of his gun. Here I am now, I've lived in shame. A hobo killer has been my name. I drank hot soup from a dirty can. I guess I'm doomed to be a freight train man. If I had it to do over, I'd do it again and live this life in dirty sin. For the man I shot, he was really bad. He was the man that killed my dad. I'm on this train, I gotta keep going. I'm on this train, I gotta keep moving. Me and my guitar, we're all alone. Ain't got no place that we call home.
Scaba, I know for sure
it's
you played
the opposite of records.
Absolutely. You played a record before at
yes,
some
I know.
Day in the past.
It's been
and
driving me crazy.
Had, it reminded me that the melody, I can't think of it.
I can't think of it either. I put it on, like, what is it? I don't know.
Anyway, that was.
This was on the Lin Joe Records label. And Freight Train Man by Big Lloyd Dalton.
I guess he was big. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
it's a good, good record.
I really liked it. Yeah, I couldn't find anything to follow up this Killer Garage
doesn't,
you played.
Doesn't matter.
And then
well,
like,
well, speaking of Killer Garage, that before was a nice record. I liked it a lot. But speaking of Killer Garage, here it comes. Okay, this is a thing I was kind of afraid of. There was a record that I wanted. And I thought, well, that's definitely out of my range financially. So, but I put it on the want list. Maybe sometime a G minus will show up or something. And there it was. the Stonecutters, Fellow Slave, an absolute garage monster that starts with a crazy chainsaw fuzz guitar and becomes really beautiful. A great record, great lyrics, like everything's fantastic about this thing. And then somebody had it for sale for quite a lot of money, although he said it's cracked. It's cracked about 1.5 centimeters from the edge. And he says, may or may not be fixed. The vinyl is literally in mint condition if it wasn't cracked. So I thought, okay, I'll make an offer and I still spent a lot of money for it. But much, much less than he wanted. So definitely a really, really good deal. And I was like, oh, did I just, should I buy, the record is on the Sure Fine label. And I was thinking, should I buy, should I pay this much money for a cracked record? And then I thought, yeah, Sure Fine. I bought it. God. And yes, it came.
Yeah, and I was nervous because I had to check whenever it came to my sister's place and I had to travel with this thing. Yes. I'm like, okay, I just bubble wrap this thing and like just keep it because I was afraid it was going to crack more or break.
Everything worked
would
out
kill
just
me
fin-
if that
No,
happened.
Not really. It is just a fantastic record and I put it
Wait,
on.
How much was it? I mean, it was like, is this like a 1,000 euro record or something?
It's a 1,000 euro record that I got for
cheap.
Much, much less.
Yeah.
And it's you can't hardly notice anything. If you don't know where the crack is, you wouldn't even notice. You'll just, I just put the record on. You don't even have to align it. Let's see. Now that I said it, it's probably going to jump. But this is the Stonecutters. Listen, Fellow Slave. Oh, this is just so good.
So good.
Sure, fine.
Be hard, you'll find it hard to survive, but you don't seem to realize what it takes to stay alive. You gotta push, you gotta try, you gotta keep on running till you wanna lay down and die. Run, don't turn to see what's behind. For you'll see the sport of dirt and rum and the trophies of Mr. Mankind. You've gotta push, you've gotta try, but you can't react to any sort of stimuli. Listen to a fellow slave, just keep on running away. Don't make the same mistake that fools make every day. Water on your desert, test yourself and you'll see it's not nice. You'll find out soon enough that the best emotion is ice. You've gotta push, you've gotta try, you've gotta keep on running till you want to lay down and die. Listen to a fellow slave, just keep on running away. Don't make the same mistake that fools make every day. Run, fellow slave, run, 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 run.
Record Mainline, the Moonlighters, on the Country Road Records. And since he played his record that he got for cheap and was worth a lot.
Is that an expensive record usually?
It is. It goes for a lot. I'm not sure why it goes for so much.
Maybe the
I think it usually was like, I saw it, it goes for like $300 to $500 or something crazy like that.
Lee Shaw, vocal by Lee Shaw. Is that a guy we should know? Lee Shaw? Maybe that's some whatever the first record of.
But I did not pay a lot of it money.
Good.
So
well, congratulations.
I got lucky.
It was a good record, good subject and everything.
Yeah,
but,
Mainline. It's another version of slavery.
Indeed.
Slave to the Needle. And yeah.
It's a label named Country Road.
It's very country.
It is.
So. Yeah, that was mine.
Great, Skava, great. I have a very odd record here that I have even a hard time describing. I can't even tell what that is other than just oddball. Unfortunately, there's a sticker on where the label should be, and the it's kind of hard to tell if the label's name is Astra or Astro, because there's a really weird artsy Art Deco font that kind of makes it, I think it's Astro. And the weird thing about this record is it's by a guy named Bill Andrus, and it's got two sides. This has the exact same instrumentation, the same band, everything sounds just alike, but different lyrics on both sides. One side is just 13 steps that I just have queued up, and now that I wanted to remember what the other side is called, I forgot it. Let me turn this thing around. The other side is called the Red Light Bandit, and I can't even decide.
Is that like
which
the Red Light District, but like the guy who goes and robs the people in the Red Light District?
That's the question, and I don't know. I'm probably this like a concept 45 where you are supposed to listen to both sides to hear the full story, but I haven't gotten to the story yet, so I know which side to play first. But maybe let's start with the Red Light Bandit.
Well, maybe we should shut the windows, but people keep bugging us at the window.
Your neighbor was
up
there.
My neighbor was knocking on the window when we first started, so.
Which is not so bad. No. But let's play the Red Light Bandit because that sounds like the beginning of the story, and maybe if that's interesting enough, we turn this thing around and hear the same song over again with different lyrics. I don't know. We should do this. But yeah, this is an odd record. It even has like kind of a almost marching rhythm. It's just odd.
Oh,
it's just
no.
It is just weird. But I had to have this because it's so odd. Bill Andrus, the Red Light Bandit on Astro, I guess.
But the law was close behind his blood. in history dim and long time past, the stories of men who didn't last, and this one tickles me the best, so gather round and be my guest. Goliath was a big bad man that lived beyond the promised land. Whole armies fell beneath his feet, and he took it all that he chanced to meet. The king, the council, and the elders too cried, "O Lord, what will we do? Is there not a man here among us that can put an end to this awful fuss?" Little David heard about the trouble in the land, and he came on the run with a sling in his hand, and they laughed at him since he was so small to think he'd stand to a man so tall. But little David said, "He ain't so hot, and I'll bring him down with my slingshot." And he picked up a rock and he hit him on the head, and guess what? He's dead. Then he picked up his knife and he cut off his head to prove the king that the giant was dead. And the moral here should be plain to all, that the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Now, Gay Sword, he's dead.
He's dead. The harder they fall. This is, David. David. Little David's Rock,
yes,
by Jim
David
Kraft.
And Goliath.
On the Dare label.
Another one out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery.
Oh,
yeah. Montgomery, the other one. All right.
Yeah. Surefire.
Haha. Oh, funny. I've played a record on the Show Fine label.
Exactly.
But that's Surefire.
Does it say fire? Because my eyes are so
bad. Wait a second. Your
bad.
Eyesight is right. It says fire. Good. Yes, yes. It's a common publishing company.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting. And I liked it.
It is pretty good. And it had a nice groove.
And it went really well with the one you just played.
Yes. This record was, sound-wise, this record was the perfect... what do you call it? The bonding thing between the record before and the one that comes next, because that is pretty fantastic.
I think a new stylus, though.
And I'm afraid your stylus is kind of worn out.
Yeah, I think we got another
one.
Let's see. Switches.
Let's see, but I think it's just dirty. Let's keep going.
Stop
and
cleaning it in on air.
Okay, wait a second. Turn
Sorry,
this
folks.
Thing off. Sorry, folks. This here is Eddie Hill, Monkey Business, an absolutely fantastic record. This is the Canadian pressing on Spartan. I think I forgot what it came out in the US, but it's fantastic. And it's got that same little groove. And it's listen to the lyrics. We did it before. We're going to do it again. Eddie Hill, Monkey Business. This is a fantastic song.
Monkey landed on the moon one day. His name was Jack from the USA. He raised a flag and carried on. Then one zoomed in from the Soviet zone. A squabble started on the earth below, so the monkeys decided to watch the show. Jack then said, "Glad I got this far, 'cause they've just started that push-button war."
Monkey business, monkey business.
About the time Jack said what he did, Russia fired and blowed her lid. A pineapple stalk and a coconut tree was all that's left of Hawaii. That little caper made Uncle Sam mad. He loaded a dose and a mess Lee had. He pushed a button, he barred one round. Siberia was just a hole in the ground. The four little monkeys on the moon couldn't hide, so they just sat there side to side, a scratching and a thinking of the stupid men, trying to figure out all the day. Down on Earth there's a ducking and a bombing, each side of guessing what next is a coming. Two towns are left when they had recess, a town up east and one in the west.
Monkey, 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 monkey.
Two little monkeys is real good pals. Uncle Sam's a boy, the red's a gal. They know by now, beyond a doubt, everything on Earth had been wiped out. They agreed at once to leave the place to see what was left of the human race. They loaded right up for the long, long trip. Two little monkeys in a rocket ship.
Monkey business, monkey
We done it before, we'll do it again.
Everybody's talking about a hustle. Yeah, the word's going around over town about a hustle now. See, she's a real tough chick, best one about. And if you fool with her, she'll put you down. I say, everybody's talking about sweet hustle now. I met her the other day, I seen her hustling. Walking down the street with chance to meet, I seen her hustling. She's a real tough chick, toughest I ever seen. I don't want to fool around, if you know what I mean. Oh, I say, everybody's talking about. Things for sure now, mama. I'm seeing how do we. I see. Everybody's talking about hustle now. Yeah, they're telling stories, nasty stories about hustle. Yeah, they're telling around all the town about hustle now. See, she's a heartbreaker. Ain't got no. High and leave you low. I see. Nobody's talking about sweet hustle now. Oh, I see. Nobody's talking about sweet hustle now. Yeah, sweet hustle now. Ah, sweet
I just decided to look at who is this guy with his terrible voice. Wait a second. What? You tell who that was and I'm going to look for a record.
Well, he was going about monkey business over there. And actually that record is kind of a true story to this day as well. About monkeys wanting to push buttons in Russia. And
watch the news and all you see is monkey business. Absolutely
so
terrible.
So that actually goes along very well with the today's history as well.
Today's history.
Today is history.
Keep going.
You're all over the place. What's going on over there?
You explain more.
This is on the OK label, the one I just played, Hassy, on Ronnie Isle and the Yo-Yos. And Beryl was very concerned about this guy's voice.
It was Ronnie Isle?
And so saying, this guy can't sing. I got a record to follow that up with another guy that can't sing either.
I wanted to play an absolute berserk. Killer instrumental by Ronnie Isle.
Okay, but that's why it's instrumental, because he can't sing.
Yes, apparently. I just can't find it. He had an amazing instrumental double-sider, Bad Sunburn, and what's the other side?
Did you play that one already?
Did I play that one? I think I didn't play it.
Somehow
I don't remember. Anyway, that was him on OK. I guess it's the same guy. He's kind of like hussy.
It was definitely an odd record.
But I found another record with a guy who was probably not born to rock, I would say. he is a pop singer. I mean, back then they found tons of pop singers somewhere and thought, hey, you want to make a rock and roll record? Well, yeah, sure, I can do that. And here's a guy named Jimmy Case. On the Wilco label, High School Hall of Fame. Wait a second, did I play this already? This is a record that I might have, may or may not have played before.
Oh no, are we getting to that point in shows?
We're getting to that point.
Like, I don't know.
If I have played it before, I'm going to just play it again. I don't care. Should I? Or should I check? I don't know. How should I check that? It's too late now. Well, this is Jimmy Case, High School Hall of Fame. Basically, not an exciting record, but in the middle, all of a sudden, there's a guitar break and it's going wild and it's crazy. So I bought this record essentially just for the guitar break. It's got some slap bass and a great guitar. That's on the Wilco label, which looks pretty cool. It's got two little antennas with lightning between. That got me all over.
Lightning.
It's a, what does it say? Oh, promo copy. Okay, High School Hall of Fame, Jimmy Case. Just be patient. There comes a great guitar break.
Be patient.
Don't
turn the show off.
Hey there, baby. Tell me what's your name. Don't look too deep into my eyes. You might go insane. And too late you will discover I'm a number one lover in the High School Hall of Fame. Watch out, baby. Cause man, that's rough. Once you look, then you may never get enough. Now I ain't no football hero, but I got my double zero. Making love to every girl looks so tough. High school lover, high school lover. Number one in the High School Hall of Fame. Sound like I'm bragging, but man, my knees are sagging from all the sweet young things I've had to take. Take it easy, honey. I'll get around to you. Just one kiss and then relax until I'm through. Some guys I know are going steady. They've been headed, gee, I'm better. I'm big man, Mary Ann. Take it soon. Come on, baby. Now don't you frown. Baby, you're about the cutest thing in town. I'll admit I'm stealing kisses from a lot of pretty misses. That's all right. I got enough to go around. Well, high school lover, high school lover, number one in every high school hall. I know my eyes are streaking and my cheeks are kind of peeking, but if I last, I'm gonna love you all. Yeah, I'm gonna love a whole bunch of you. Get in line, honey. You bet. Step back.
I'm blue, love so blue. She's gone too far away, that's why I'm grieving. She left me here alone among the trees, and all that I have left is just a memory, and it always haunts me with a breeze. I'm blue, love so blue. I'll leave today. Each night in dreams her face I see. I hear the wind a blowing through the lonesome pine, and I know my love is gone too. I hear the wind a blowing through the lonesome pine. That's why I'm blue, love so blue.
Well, that was a little picky.
We had to turn it down because. This was like fiddle and vocals rivaling for the most pokey, high-pitched.
Well, I just thought it was a good, I mean, I already played some blues titled songs, but this one was perfect titled, because it's talking about the Lonesome Pine, which when we went on our hike, there was only maybe one or two.
It was probably one Lonesome Pine.
One Lonesome Pine.
But the song is called the Lonesome Wind Blues.
Bill Monroe on the Decca label. And so, so. I guess we just realized really quickly that
time has run pretty fast today. So yeah, I guess we're almost out of here. We got one more record to play.
We got one more record. You did a double one before.
Yeah, sure.
So now that I'm ending with a very odd early 70s, like. Yeah.
It's psych folk again.
Yeah, psych folk.
This is one of these genres that I didn't know exist at all. So you do find the occasional odd thing. Like the one thing I remember was the who was it? The man.
I know, you're making me all blank. What?
I'm going blank. The other psych folk and made The Visit.
Oh, The Visit. Oh,
by
that was good.
Frank Dykus.
Yeah.
And this is kind good. Of, this is a bit later. What is this? What is, it says
it's
here? 1973.
Yeah. It's later. But this
and
is
the
Dargo.
Artist name. This the artist name.
Dargo.
On the Tad label. And the title is The Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
and
The
it
Visit,
is odd.
It's The Dream.
Yes. So I think these records would go together pretty good. It is odd and it has this 70s sound, but it's pretty cool and it's definitely something to end the show with.
So yeah, thanks for joining us.
As usual.
We'll be back. I think we're going to keep it more regular in case, unless something crazy happens. But yeah, I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, I don't plan on leaving again, you know, flying back to Texas anytime soon. So let's see how it all goes.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye. That was Kali Khashoggi. And
we're going to go hug some trees.
Better do that. Go hug some trees. That used to be like, you're a super tree hugger. Better do that. Okay, The Dream. Dargo. Okay.
I woke up this morning from a very frightening dream. I guess you'd say a nightmare. I was filled with fear, for everything around me had been changed. This world was not the same. People were moving like machines, and their faces were like stone. Their eyes had a funny glare, like love had vanished them forever. Then where I was standing, the grass was worn and bare. I could see no birds or animals around me anywhere. Giant reproductions were sculptured out of stone on the rooftops of the buildings where people made their homes. What could be the year? What could be the date? Was I on a planet somewhere in outer space? This didn't look to be the earth that I'd once seen. It was a very frightening dream. Then the next sight in the sky looked like a building flying by. Left a trail of smoke a mile and a half long. I looked up again. It was gone. Then I found a calendar that read the 19th day of May. No one had to tell me this was not a usual day. Smoke was all around me, coming from machines, leaving tiny particles in the very air I breathed. Then all at once these people moved out in the street. Some had signs of love, some had signs of peace. I just stood there looking because I was afraid. Yes, I was scared to death that this was Judgment Day. What could be the year? What could be the date? Was I on a planet somewhere in outer space? This didn't look to be the earth that I'd once seen. It was a very frightening dream.